What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome back, Midday Show, live today, broadcast here from the Novacare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World, RV sales, service parts, and accessories. As we discuss the Phillies, the deadline, are you okay with how it played out? Company man Douglas, A-OK.
I'm just saying, man, I understand how these financial things
yeah, financials.
Work.
I want a parade.
I do, too.
How great was the parade in February? Don't you want another one in November?
I do. The parade was phenomenal. It was cold outside. I dropped ambiguity. And it was awesome. It was an awesome time, man. I do want that.
Well, how about another one?
But I do remember the Adubel Herrera era.
Well,
I wasn't here, but I remember y'all having
good teams can develop new prospects. You know, it's not like you think the Padres fans today are like, oh, what are we going to do without that 18-year-old we traded away?
And if they don't win it all, then they're going to be in baseball purgatory.
That's fine, but guess what? Let me be excited today,
yeah,
and then I'll be upset next year. I'm in today, Hugh. This is a team that, as someone told us earlier, and again, I'm not sure where the banner is going to be hung for the second-best World Series odds on August 1st.
Yeah, that's nowhere.
Apparently there's a banner for that. We didn't trade Andrew Painter for the second straight year. We have the second-best World Series odds on August 1st. All right, wonderful. You have to win it now. That's the objective. Are you okay with what the Phillies did? Let's check in with our Twitter poll question here, and Jahad Campbell is going to join us coming up after practice today. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Are you okay with how the trade deadline went for the Phillies? No at 53%. Yes at 47%.
That's kind of tight.
This one is interesting, too. Would you have traded Andrew Painter for Stephen Kwan? 68% say no. 32% say yes.
Pitching at a premium.
Yeah. Well, can that pitching... Is it fair for me to then ask, is Painter going to impact this year's team? Because if he's here in September and he's here out of the bullpen October, Hugh, I feel a little better about it. Like, at least he's helping them
win
the World Series.
That's a fair question.
Are we going to go another full year where he doesn't debut in the major leagues? It's like, you're in the window to win now.
That's a fair question. And it is kind of hard to answer because you're talking about his ERA and everything down in the minors. And do you want to put him in a situation where he's already under a lot of pressure? I think, to your point, Joe, the fact that he's still here and he probably was talked about a lot this week puts a lot more pressure on this young man.
Of course it does.
I would say at first blush, asking the question, probably not this year. Next year.
Kyle, do you think it's fair to ask that Painter's going to help this team this year now that they kept him again?
Yeah, well, he has to. And I guess, like, to the Kwan thing, in a rare moment for me, I was getting a little emotional as 6 o'clock was rolling around. But I've since calmed down, and now that the dust has settled, I think I'm actually okay with not doing the Painter for Kwan thing if that was actually the holdup, because I do think Painter factors into the October bullpen. Like, and that's because he has to, right?
Bullpen.
Like,
Well, he's not going to start.
He's not going to start.
He's not going to start over Wheeler Sanchez or Suarez.
It's part of the reason why I'm sort of okay with this being the complete version of the bullpen and the starting rotation by the time October rolls around, because I think Painter is going to be able to contribute by then and take down some important innings for them in October. And, I mean, because I think the difference is, if it's a guy like Aiden Miller, you're only thinking about what he might be in a few years, right? But with Andrew Painter, it's the now. Like, he can contribute to a World Series team and be an A starter for you in the future. So, like, I think the two of those things combine into something better than I think I would get from Stephen Kwan right now.
Yeah, that's at least understandable. If he's on the mound to close out game four of the NLCS and he pitches two or three innings to shut down the game or whatever, combination of innings, Ranger pitches five, he pitches six and seven, and they get it to Duran, then okay, he's helping them win the World Series. I'm just saying he has a 4.4 ERA in the minor leagues. If he doesn't come up this year and help, I will sit there when this is over and say, what have we done here for 3 years? We've waited for him to get healthy. He was healthy this year. He pitched in the minor leagues. And for whatever reason, he wasn't ready, or you didn't think he was ready to help. I could have had Garrett Crochet. I could have had Stephen Kwan. Like, what are we doing here?
I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I'm still stuck on putting him in the bullpen just because, like, we want to feel good about the non-decisions that
Well, I think we want him to help this.
Yeah.
Well, how else is he going to help this team?
I don't think he's meant to help this year.
Oh.
See, I know that nobody wants to hear that, but I don't see that because everything that I've heard and reading the tea leaves, it's like they look at him as a frontline starter.
That's the way they do. So, but frontline starters in the playoffs do come out of the bullpen sometimes.
Yeah, but I hear what you're saying. And I know that there's been a whole bunch of a buildup for him. I just don't see that being – I don't see that happening for him this year. I don't see that.
Well, then you should lead the day, and you should do a solo show the day Dombrowski announces he's not coming
why
up.
You, why you
and they're shutting him down for the season.
Why you set me up for that? For
well,
that
because you need to calm the people
evil.
Down.
I'm not trying to calm anybody down.
Well, I will just rev them up if that's what's going on. I won't handle that well if that's what we get. All right, 2-1.
I don't see that, though. I hear you, but I don't see that. I don't see him being a bullpen arm. I don't see that.
But all right, so then he's not going to help them.
Mm-mm. Not this year.
Now they could have more. They could have injuries in the rotation the next 3 weeks.
And then it might be put it like
necessity.
This,
necessity. They might
yes,
because they traded Abel now, right?
Yes.
So he's next up. I'm just saying, if they don't have injuries to the rotation, I don't know where he's helping other than the bullpen. I know we've had this discussion for 2 months, but like that's the only spot for him. No, Nola's to have. I think Nola's rehab was postponed
tonight. Now, okay,
so it's tonight. So Nola soon, but I.
Hey, that monsoon was no joke last night.
Whew.
Are you making home safe?
Yeah.
Well, obviously you're here.
Well, I kind of waited it out.
That was a stupid
Were you
question.
Safe last night? Nah, you should.
No, because I rode through like a couple spots where I was riding home. It was flooded.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, but I drive a truck. I drive a man's car.
Oh, floods can't stop you.
That's
a man's car.
Flood, ha, ha, ha. Yeah. Come on, big guy. Bring it.
Come on, big guy.
That drop's going to get a lot of run around.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you can use that for anything. Come on, flood water. I don't care.
It's my favorite new drop for sure.
Come on, big guy.
Now, was that Harper or was that Manfred?
That's Manfred.
That was Manfred. Yeah,
that's
that
Rob
was
Manfred.
Manfred. Yeah.
The baseball commissioner. All right, let's go to JD in Holland. What's up, JD?
Hey, what is going on? Blue Fuddy.
You know.
All right, I was waiting. Last time I did that, I scared Joe a little bit. So
I was ready for it this time.
All right. So, all right, I was hesitant about Crawford coming up because hearing about him just hitting the ground balls, but I almost feel like that's kind of what was the hope for Rojas, but it just has never come to fruition. And so you get Crawford up here, he's playing good ball in the outfield, and he puts the ball on the ground, gets on base, and then our big bats can bring him home. So I'm all right with the Crawford thing, but I'm not happy with the trade deadline. Like I wanted them to go all in. I wanted that excitement that was going to drive us through. You know, we got the Eagles coming back, and then we got this big excitement. It was almost Spike said it yesterday. It was like the Bader move should have happened before the Duran move. And to the other caller's comparison to the sandwich, it was like, I'm going to a restaurant. I see this new item on the menu. I mean, that looks really good. I want that. Oh, I can't wait. And then I get it, and did y'all skimp on the sauce? What's going on here? Like, it's supposed to be a Nashville hot, and I got a Nashville mild. Like, this is terrible. Like, I don't feel good about this dish that I just ordered.
I think that sums up Dave Dombrowski's era as Phillies GM. You ordered a Nashville hot, you got a Nashville mild. Like it's not bad.
That's it.
It's not what you asked for.
But you wanted some extra hot on there.
I needed some sauce dripping out of my sandwich. I don't know where it's at. I got shredded cheese that's not even melted. What's going on? My fried chicken breast is soggy. I got chicken tenders. I don't have a true chicken breast. Ridiculous.
Yeah, that sounds like an underwhelming sandwich.
Underwhelming. I think that's the word. And JD, underwhelming.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
And I said yesterday, Hugh, I wanted to come in here today and say the Phillies are going to win the World Series. And you know what we say today? The Phillies have a shot to win the World Series.
They got a chance.
They could. I don't think it's an overwhelming chance. There's about 10 teams that probably could win the World Series. But that's why I know we're caught up on Painter or the prospects. Or but if they had landed Stephen Kwan, who is probably the best player that could have been traded yesterday, wasn't it? Yes, if Kwan, Turner, Harper, Schwarber, I would have come in here today and said if they're healthy, they're going to win the World Series. That's the way I would have felt. And they chose not to go that route. And again, I don't know exactly what happened in these discussions. Maybe at some point Cleveland just said we're not moving them. I tend to believe if the Phillies put Painter on the table, Cleveland would have said, "Okay, you know, we'll do the deal." And the Phillies pretty clearly did not do that, by the way. They don't want to move him.
No, they don't want to move that guy.
And, you know, according to baseball guy Douglas, he's not even going to help the rest of this season.
I don't think so. Mm. I don't think you're putting him in a bullpen. Mm. I really, really don't. I don't think that.
And you expect me to be okay with this?
I don't expect you. My job here, Joe, because I know whatever I say you're not going to be okay with. My job
is to
let you down easy.
Oh, okay.
You know, I am the drunk uncle at the barbecue that tells you that your girlfriend is not that attractive. When you were back in the day dating, before you met your lovely wife,
we talked about
back
this.
In the day.
We talked about this.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do this.
Yeah, well, you're supposed to. As a friend, you're supposed to tell the truth. It's mandatory. Be like, hey, you like her? She's not that cute. But if you're happy with her, then if you decide to marry, then we'll just remember this conversation.
But I'm the one doing that today. This deadline wasn't that cute.
You want the truth then, Douglas? Tired of your excuses.
I'm not making excuses. I'm telling the truth. I'm just being honest with you. See, a lot of times because you guys are too close to it. You people are too close to this thing.
Did you need somebody?
Yes, I did. Okay. You need to step back a little bit and just see it for what it is.
Oh, I have. Here is what it is. The Philly, I think you're right. Sometimes you're right, but I'm mad you're right.
Yes, I know.
They are too worried about sustainability and not worried enough about winning the World Series this year. And here's what, and I don't know, the Phillies don't want to admit this, but here's what could happen, Hugh. They could not win the World Series again and still not be as sustainable as they want to be in 3 years. Turner's going to be old. Harper's going to be old. Wheeler's going to be gone. Schwarber could be gone. So Aiden Miller and Andrew Painter could be here, and they still could be an 82-win team in 4 years. So that, like, I'd rather try to win it all now, and I'll figure out tomorrow. They want to do both. And guess what it's gotten them so far? No parade.
Yeah. I mean, but I'll say that. I'll ask you this, and only you can answer this, and Kyle as well. When we got Bryce Harper, did we not feel that we got the best player in baseball at the time?
One of the best and the best available one. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And I know he's had moments. But I mean, I think that the way that they're moving, they're leaving it up to the guys that are already, like the JT Realmutos, the Kyle Schwarbers, they're leaving it up to those guys to get this done. That's what I look at. And now you got somebody in the order that is polar opposite than what we've seen in the postseason. Somebody that's going to – a contact – I know y'all hate when I say that, contact hitter. But it's the truth. It's the truth. When you think about every moment that I think about when I think about the run that they've been on since I've been here, is we jumped all over Rojas when the bat was on his shoulder in Arizona.
Well, yeah, because he stuck.
I mean, but we left that moment up to him. You know what I mean? Instead of the guys in front of him to do their job.
Well, those same guys
are
still here.
I let Rojas off the hook for that.
You let him off the hook, Kyle? Well,
yeah,
thank you.
But those same guys are still
time.
Here.
It's ridiculous to blame Rojas.
And you know why? Because they believe in those guys.
Oh, okay.
Even though there was rumors that they want to get rid of Bone. But they chose to run this back, Joe. They chose to run this back. And they chose to, for whatever reason, they chose to put it on these guys, knowing what we've seen in the past. The simple fact that we went into the offseason and there was reckless speculation about Bone not being here,
well,
and he's still here.
They were the ones that put the speculation out
and
there.
And that should tell you everything you need to know.
But they don't believe deep down, yet I'm going to have to watch him again in a big spot. I mean, that's the truth about it. They're putting it back on all these guys.
See, drunk uncle at the barbecue. I got you right.
But
now you hear what I'm
be
saying.
Annoyed about it. That's the difference. I see what you're saying, and you're basically saying accept it. And I will say no.
No, I mean I'm not telling you. I'm just trying to tell you what it is. What I see.
And I don't have to accept it
because I have vision.
Yeah, well,
I have vision. Doesn't help that I'm blind.
There it is. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team. What's going on?
Hey, Will.
Man? What's going on, man? Like, are we crazy?
Yes.
Like, everything needs to be activated right now, man. Like, what are we waiting on?
What are we doing? Are you satisfied with what they did?
Listen, what are we waiting on? You talking about activating and letting them build for the future? Listen, Painter, we need to activate every weapon right now. This is the season right now.
I sound like you need some music,
Kyle. It ain't no going after and talking about what we should have done and what we could have done.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Yeah. It's right now. Like, it ain't no more talk.
Sound like the moment was
missed. We need to activate every player, and we need to strike for the World Season.
What does it mean to activate Brandon Marsh and Max Kepler, Will?
I mean, listen, you keep talking about Kepler, right?
Yeah, well, he should be DFA.
Y'all sleeping on Kepler, right?
You heard him. You're sleeping on him, Joe.
I'm trying to tell you, man, listen, this guy is about to get hot, and he's going about
music, Kyle.
Listen, man, I'm trying to tell you. Cassius and Kepler, they compliment each other.
We are currently watching, but by OPS, the worst Phillies outfield since 1992. And I'm supposed to sit here on August 1st and say they're about to get hot?
Yep.
I hear you, man. But listen, the team we got is right now. And that's what we need to bank on.
That's you heard it. Right now.
We're going to sit and wait on
I can't do
anything.
The Kepler thing.
We need to activate everybody right now, man. Because
you know what this is like? This is like having a car with no brakes. Well, it's the only car we got. We got to hope the brakes work. They're shot. We need new brakes.
I don't know, man. Listen, they need to dig in, and they need to activate everybody.
Call to action.
This is your fault again.
What do you mean? Live your truth, Will. Your truth.
Yeah, this is.
And Kyle is dead wrong for not playing the music for him. Because Will, you cooked
on a Kepler.
You know what?
Shut up.
You cooked. Will, you cooked. I'm with you, Kyle. Not so much, but I hear you, bro. I hear you.
All right. But what I'm saying is, right now, we got the team right now, and they gotta do what they need to do.
Simple as that.
Just, you know, activate it. Do what they got to do. Win it. Will, what's your nickname for the midday show?
Will Talk.
Real Talk?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we appreciate the phone
you cooked
call.
On your you cooked on your when you were talking about the Phillies though, but not so much on that nickname.
Like how you let him go
he
with
did
the
not
nonsense.
Cook. He cooked
but then
nothing.
You say the real talk is cooking. The only real talk is coming from this microphone. Yours, that's company man stuff.
I'm just being honest, man. I just see it. Like, you have to have vision in situations like this.
He talked
you
about activating Max Kepler. What the hell are you talking
the
about?
The guy should be out of a job by 6 o'clock tonight. Activate him. Deactivate him.
Man, we had all these high hopes and aspirations for Max Kepler at the beginning of the season.
Who did?
The afternoon show.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
yeah,
when it's like, oh, big home runs. He's going to be a big
spring training stats. Yeah, it
was, so just it was Jack, basically.
Yeah, yeah, right.
It was like, hey.
Caught up in Max Kepler's spring training.
Big things. Big things, yeah.
It's a joke. All right, let's go to Kay in Cherry Hill. What's up, Kay?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Kay?
I spoke too soon earlier. I spoke too soon yesterday. I beat Dombrowski up. I thought he was going to be aggressive, and he laid an egg. He laid an egg. And it's like, if you feel good about our deadline and you want to keep feeling good about it, don't watch like MLB Network. Because when you look at the moves that were made, we could have potentially built a multi-year dynasty. We might have to give up some young pieces, but there was some great moves made, some great players available, and it's ridiculous. He definitely laid an egg. I'm definitely not happy with it.
Well, and okay, dynasty is a strong word, but if they ever got Kwan, right, they could have had for the next 3 years Kwan, Turner, Harper. You know, obviously Schwarber's a free agent, but I think they're going to re-sign him, and Wheeler and Sanchez. Like, they would have had the core, and Duran, who's under contract, they would have had the core of this thing for three shots at a pennant, and instead they kind of half-assed it. I mean, with the offense, they did. Bader is half-assed in it.
Yeah, oh my God, more than that. If you look at the full trade deadline and the players and pieces that were moved, the pitchers that were moved, the bat, Suarez should have been our number one target. We should have did whatever. He's putting up 30-plus home runs right now. You put that in the lineup, we're on a different level for multiple years. Dombrowski laid an egg.
So Suarez would have been a rental, but his bat would have been incredible here. RK, what's your nickname for the Midday Show?
I'm just going to go with the Lit Day Show. You know, it's a lit day when you guys are on. We're going to go with the lit day.
The lit day show, okay.
Okay.
What happened? I missed it.
He said his nickname for the Midday Show is the Midday Show.
No, the Lit Day Show. Lit
Day. Lit Day. Yeah, I thought he said the Midday Show.
Yeah, that's why I was like, what y'all laughing?
Clean out your ears.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I misheard.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay.
Well, what do you think of the nickname he actually said?
Nah.
Well, I mean, Hugh could be lit at any given moment about the show.
It's a metaphor.
Many people have speculated.
Metaphor. Metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
Metaphor.
What's a metaphor?
Yeah, again, I don't know if he's listening or not, but shout out to Kenny Minneson. I was about to say Minneson. but because that wine, that's some swanky wine, man.
Did you drink it yet?
Not yet. That's the kind of wine you have to drink with a lady. So I'm going to probably have it for a while.
I thought you were drinking it straight out of the bottle.
No, because it's a nice, that's a nicer, that's a nice, no, that's a nice
but
bottle.
But I don't think a lady friend's going to drink it out of the bottle like you.
Well, no, she's not.
She's going to want a glass,
but
like a regular person.
It's one of those, the bottle is, that's when you want to impress somebody.
Yeah. No, well, you're a fraud wine guy because, you know, real wine enthusiasts.
What?
You're supposed to, like, let the wine air out a little bit.
I know. I never said I was
not
a wine enthusiast.
From the bottle. Well, you're pretending like you're a wine guy.
I'm a wine drinker.
Dude.
I'm a wine drinker.
Okay.
And the bottle is fine. It just takes too long to put it in a glass. So this is taking to the straight to the, like
takes
they said
like
back in the day.
3 seconds to put it in
Morgan,
the glass.
We used to drink Morgan David back in the day. Just take it to the head,
what
man.
What are you talking about?
You
it takes
know,
too
Morgan
long
David,
to get it in the glass.
It takes too long to get in the glass. So just take it straight to the head.
It's literally seconds to get it in the glass.
I don't need a decanter when I drink my wine. I'm the decanter. Decanting my stomach.
Yeah. We need to recant everything said on the air during this show. 215-592-9494. Back to all your calls to the Phillies in the next hour. Scott Fransky, the voice fills. I'm back-to-back Fransky days. That doesn't happen around here often. Scott's take on what they did, what they didn't do. And now the new-look Phillies, how much will Bader play? And we'll talk to Eagles rookie Jahad Campbell, the first-round pick, as soon as practice ends. They're still out there. It's a two-hour practice.
Yeah, they're getting it in.
Remember year one with Sirianni? It was like 45 minutes. Everyone lost their mind. Those days are long gone. They're still out there on the practice field. We'll talk to Jahad Campbell soon on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.